Então, olha, a gente está mais que.
Chief Whip of the ANC, by the powers vested in me, I declare you the chairperson of this meeting.
No, you can't. You have no power to vest anything.
Mr. Mailem, I think you should recuse yourself from this discussion.
I refuse to recuse myself, Mr. Zungula, because you are completely out of order. It's got to be put to the secretary that we must appoint a chairperson, and it must be put to the vote.
Honorable Zungula is talking about natural powers vested on him.
He doesn't have natural powers, Honorable Jafta. You can laugh about it all you like, but this is a parliamentary process. And we are now at 10 past eight, and I'd like to ask Ms. Boss to proceed with appointing a chairperson.
The chairperson is Mr. Mahlaule.
No, it's not Mr. Mahlaule.
Sorry, members. Good morning. I'm trying to get hold of chair before we can start with the process. Thank you.
You can't just appoint a chairperson.
Have a sense of humor. Hey.
Have a sense of humor. I also have a sense of duty and a sense of responsibility in terms of parliamentary process, Honorable Malinga.
Morning once more, again, members. I just get hold of the chair. She is trying to log in. He's got a problem with his iPad. Thank you.
Good morning, honorable members. My apologies. My iPad is not working. It doesn't want to connect to the server. So I had to do a on the phone. I'm using the phone now. Please accept my apologies. One, two. Okay. Am I audible now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I think I'll have to go to the IT and they sort out the iPad. Can we get apologies?
Morning, Chair. Morning, members. We haven't received any apologies from any members, Chair. And then Sivu just indicated that he has load shedding in his area, so he will be in and out of the meeting. So those are the apologies, Chair.
Okay. Can you flag the agenda? Okay. Yes. We only have got two items. It's the BRRR report and the report on oversight. Can we put the report on BRRR? Okay, let's leave the body, go down to the recommendations. No, the observations.
This is the first part of the observations, say, where the amendments were made.
There's two. Yes. Yes.
Chair?
Yes, Honorable Mailam, I'm using the phone, that's my problem.
No problem. Okay. Chairperson, in recommendation 20 or observation 20, members observed the difference in average salaries at the NNR.
Okay, yes, I think you're correct.
Thank you, Chair.
I see the hand of Honorable Lorima.
Thanks, Chair. Yeah, in the recommendation on the off-the-shelf system, it's just a spelling error there. It says off-the-shelf. It should be S-H-E-L-F.
You are ahead of us. We are still on observation.
That's an observation. So that's in the observation and the recommendation.
Okay.
Same mistakes repeated.
Okay. Honorable Matoga.
Thank you, Chair. It's observation number 23, which speaks about the establishment of a state-owned mine. We already have one, but that it must expand its scope and mandate beyond just mining coal, but it must look at other mineral resources as well. So, yeah, it says the importance of establishing there's already a state-owned mining company.
Extending the mandate. Okay, I think you are correct. Extending the mandate.
Chair, it's not only the mandate, the scope and mandate.
Okay, yes. Okay. Is that a legacy hand, Honorable Lorima?
Yeah, legacy chair, sorry.
Okay.
Chair.
Okay, is that Honorable Matoka again?
Yes. Apologies, Chair. It's just, I think it was observation 10. I just saw it now. Observation 10, where it says that the findings of the AGSA were not communicated. I just need to check which one it is, but that the findings of the HDSA were not properly communicated with entities. I think with that one, it should explicitly say that there was miscommunication between the HDSA and the entities in regards to the findings, because we're not really sure where the issue is. Yes, yeah.
But I'm very skeptical. I'm not worshiping the HSA. It's either not properly communicated nor understood. And my feeling is that I don't think it's the HSA who doesn't communicate.
Yes, Chair, that's what I'm trying to say, that the wording makes it as if the issues with the AGSA, whereas we're supposed to be saying that there's miscommunication or misunderstanding of the findings of the AGSA.
I will be more comfortable with that. Those people want to contest an outcome, but the authority on audit rests with the HSA. Okay, I don't think it's a problem. Okay.
What are we saying, Che?
Miscommunication or misunderstood. Okay, can we, if we, then we are okay, can we go to the recommendations?
Yeah.
Mamali?
Yes. Good morning to colleagues and yourself with your iPad. Chairperson, I'm on recommendation 8, Chair, about the AGSA. It's incomplete, Ari. It's supposed to read as follows. Encourage the National Treasury and AGSA to provide training to state-owned entities with a number of instances of non-compliance with the PFMA and other regulatory legislation. If you can just add, I see it now. All right, okay. It's still early, sorry, my friend.
So it's fine now, Mom.
And other, yeah, it's okay. I think it's comfortable. But you did.
I told you to be here by 6 a.m. You're already late. We missed the first flight. Hurry up or we'll miss the next one.
Next one? Okay, I'll pack my things quickly. Please wait for me.
Hey, Magukula. Tatukula. And tell Tatukula, yeah, Shala, the chief, yeah, to Shala Gamnandi.
Hey, Shalo. My apologies.
Dlala kamnandi, dlala English. Mama Matoka, I see your hand.
Oh, thank you, Chair. I was just having a problem. Observation number 13, which speaks about the solar water geyser program, yes. I think and then on number.
I don't know, but was I'm using the phone, whether I'm the only one, but I think we lost you from the beginning.
Same here, Chair.
When you said observation number 13, so you just have to start afresh on the matter.
No, it's fine. I was saying that on observation number 13.
Recording in progress.
Another recommendation that had been made was that the department must also give a report in respect of the recommendations that had been done by the committee that are not necessarily tied to the investigation, because they were saying that they are waiting for the investigation by KPMG. That's why there's an issue there. And then observation number 27 on MinTech. Can I just quickly confirm something? Yes, on MinTech, I think we need to be as explicit in terms of how we must enable MinTech, because they've said that they have funding issues and also that there's legislation that is also sort of like delaying them being able to do their work. So I think that it must be explicit that we must actually be assisting them with funding and also legislation amendments or reviews.
So you want us to say for self-sustainable as an addition after commercial value for self-sustainability?
I think if we just need to be explicit in terms of how we are enabling them, Chair. Because it just says enable mean takes. I was saying that it must be explicit that it is through, it should be through funding and also reviewing of the legislation.
Okay.
And then there's a recommendation that I'm not seeing here. I just need to quickly confirm. But it had to do with AE and Eskom in light of the energy crisis, that perhaps there must be an intervention between AE and Eskom to make sure that Eskom primarily uses the services and the coal of AE, because that is what the state-owned company had been mandated to do in the first place. I'm not sure if it was covered in some of the recommendations there.
All right. In fact, can we, before we go to what Honorable Maddog says, can we go to recommendation 13? That 14 is correct. The only thing that is not there is what we said, that the department, I said in terms of the, after the cost benefit exercise, we said also it must rope in the department to COGTA, human settlement, and SALGA for a buy-in on the solar water heater program. I think that's what we said. And then Honorable Maddog, then you add the, what is the issue? That's what we do now. On AE, nah?
Yes, Chair, it's the working relations between AE and Eskom to make sure that Eskom primarily uses coal from AE for energy generation, because that's what AE has been mandated to do.
Okay, I think we said the department must intervene in ensuring that the primary supplier of coal at Eskom is the African Exploration, isn't it? I think that's the point we're saying, that why it should. In fact, that's what we said, it should cut across, that the state must look at within itself for a market.
Chair?
Honorable Malam.
Chair, I don't dispute that, but I think that we can't force Eskom. Eskom is not within our purview. So I think that maybe we must encourage AE MFC to seek preferential or some kind of tighter supplier relationship with Eskom, rather than a recommendation that instructs Eskom, who we have no authority over. That's my first concern, Chair. I have a couple of other observations that I'd like to address, but maybe we can deal with that one first.
Sorry, Chair, my hand's up too. I don't know if you can see it. just on this point, Chair, sorry. May I speak? The problem with this may be that the coal being mined by AE is not necessarily fit for Eskom power stations. Eskom power stations are designed for a lower value coal. High value coal traditionally in South Africa has been exported. So I think we must be careful about, if we don't know what grades AE is mining, it may not be appropriate for them to be used by Eskom. And it may be more profitable for AE to sell them, to export them.
Yeah, person.
Honorable Malinga.
I think what Honorable Madobe is saying is that Eskom should also use coal from AE. Remember, we were asking a question when we were in the BRRR that Eskom only goes to AE. That's what the CEO said to us. He only goes to AE if they have a challenge with the other suppliers. So they should make it their standard procedure to procure, not force them to procure coal from AE. So we must find a way, the bureaucrats here must find a way of putting those words correctly, not to force, but they must try and prioritize, because when they are in trouble, they go to AE. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable members, can we, I think for me, if I get you wrong, Honorable Mato, it's almost the same thing with what Honorable Mylan was saying. First, the recommendation is on AE and the department, not on ESCOM. It's on AE and the department that it says the department must assist, must work in the entity, which is AE, in conjunction or in consultation with the department. No. We talked about the department. Yes, the department must, or the department should assist AE in ensuring that they do everything possible to be the primary supplier of coal to Eskom. Now, it's not on Eskom, it's on the department assisting AE. I think that's the point that Honorable Madova was saying, because AE on its own, it may not be able to undertake that work. Am I taking you correct, Honorable Madova?
Yes, that's correct, Chair.
Yes, so the recommendation is on the department and the AE. Okay, Honorable Mylam, you said you have got issues on the observations. I thought we were on the, but let me allow you.
Sorry, Chair, recommendations. I apologize, Chair.
No, it's fine, no problem.
Chair, if we could just scroll back up a bit. Chair, with recommendation 14, I don't dispute any of that. I think that's all actually fine. But I think that the purpose of that cost-benefit analysis is to make a proceed or do not proceed decision, a go, no-go decision, for want of a better word. Where we can evaluate how much we've spent on this and whether we are likely to accomplish our goals on the National Solar Water Heater Program in the short term. So I think it's important that cost-benefit analysis have a specific purpose, that we look at the program and say, are we going to get any value for money, or are we just going to pour more money into this program and not accomplish anything from it? I hope that's clear. The second issue, Chair, is with regard to, there's an observation about the integrated resource plan being outdated, but I don't see any recommendation that addresses the IRP and its the timeline for its review and republication. So I think that needs to be brought in. And then lastly, Chair, recommendation 16, 15, 16, I'm not sure of the numbering. I spoke about this the other day, that it's not just the REIP piece. So if we could just put an S after program, so on the independent power producers procurement programs. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Is there any matter on the recommendations?
Yes, Chair. Recommendation 24, Chair. As it stands, what this is saying is that we're recommending that no mineral rights licenses be given to anybody other than the state mining company. This is obviously not something that we can support. I don't think it's wise at all. And I'd like to propose that recommendation 24 be scrapped.
Is that what it says,
Mr. Lorimer?
I think it says it be prioritized.
This is not 26. It's now the new number is 26. So if you look at the second line, just ensure the collaboration. That's fine. Then it says ensure that all newly discovered mineral deposits are explored, mined, and processed by the state, as opposed to giving mining and exploration rights to private and foreign companies. So we're recommending that that licenses are not given to anybody else. I think that's absurd, and I think it's probably against current government policy.
I think the last part you're correct.
Chair.
Yes, Honorable Malinga.
I think it's supposed to say the first priority be given to AEMFC for the other mining companies. We are battling with load shedding.
No. Yes, I think we all agree. The issue,
so the state before the other companies, so that it sustains electricity supply in its own country first.
Yes, I think the issue starts where they say, I don't think we should take, where it says opposed to. I think it's a, there's no policy I can, whether I agree or I disagree, but there's no policy that is opposed to giving mining to private entities, mining rights to. The issue, all the party might be correct in terms of encouraging or ensuring, but it can't be opposed to. I think where it ends, it must end where it says and processed by the state. The rest we take it out.
Mr. Chair, that still, I'm afraid, won't be enough for me. Just my opinion is that that clause shouldn't be there at all.
Thank you, Chair.
Why, Honorable Lorimer?
Chair, my hand is also up.
Wait, I just needed clarity.
Mr. Chair, my contention is that if you prioritize mining through the state-owned mining company, it's a bad use of capital by the state. That means as soon as you start expanding the state mining company, you're using capital that is not available to be used for houses, schools, police, roads, those things. And capital is not used well by the state mining company. State mining company's performance is worse than private sector companies in the same sector. So if you look at the report of AE, for example, they're 34% behind target on production. And this is at a time when it is probably the best conditions possible to be a coal mining company. So any additional resource that you pile into the state mining company is a badly spent resource. That's why I'm against this.
Okay, but let me get Honorable Matoko, then Honorable Maliko. But I don't think this talks about funding. It talks about prioritization, collaboration between CGS and MinTech. it's not talking about money as far as that. It says ensure that the AEMFSC collaborates with CGS and MINTEC.
Yeah, that part is fine, Chair. But as soon as you say that you're going to prioritize AE over other companies, then I run into a problem.
Okay, let me hear Honorable Matogwe.
Thank you, Chair. I think 26 is correct if it is speaking about prioritizing and I would assume also capacitating. Because what then would be the point of establishing? We just said now we made an observation as a committee that the state-owned company is only concentrating on coal. And therefore, the only way that they can actually now expand that scope is that they must get priority, especially in minerals that are being discovered by the state, the state entities or the subsidiaries, which is CGS and others at this point. So it is very important that they get priority in terms of which minerals they want to mine. It is up to them how they will see which will work and what will not. I do not think there's a problem with the clause as it is, Chair, or with the recommendation as it is.
Honorable Malinga.
Chairperson, I concur with Honorable Mado, where the clause is correct as it is. And also, Ari, you should not remove that its profits redirected to the country's fiscus, full stop. Then you can scratch the other part.
Honorable members, my take is that even if I was a private company, I can imagine a board that does not want, even as a private entity, one, that does not work for profit, two, that does not work that it be the major, even if you are in the stock exchange. The moment you start entering business, your primary intention is to be the major role player or the main or sole, at times even being the sole supplier. That's how I understood this thing, that it only talks to the board, or for us, for instance, who are advising or assisting. That if I was, let me make an example. If I was a private owned mining company, surely when I sit in the board, I will be making sure that we remain the major or even the main or the sole supplier. I thought that's what this clause was talking about, encouraging the entity to work beyond what is ordinary. That's what we see. But if we then have to deal with that, because like Honorable Mato is saying, the moment you enter that space, you should be ambitious enough to generate income to justify your existence. But if we have to vote with on that, I'm not sure what we can do to encourage AE to generate income if it is not us. Because when we call them to account, including the department, we must call them to account, including justifying their existence. That's how I understood it, what it means, my take, that you to business, the primary thing is to sustain your existence. The second thing, to justify monopolies of the who are not doing what doing this, of those who see. Can we leave it at where Honorable Malinga says where it must be directed to?
Sorry, Chair.
Honorable Malam.
Chair, I've got my hand up.
Sorry, Chair, I've had my hand up for a while. Can I proceed?
Wait. I'm using the phone now. It's unlike when I use it. Okay, yes, sorry, yes, the honor, I see the hands now, wait a minute. there's a hand of, sorry, there's the hand of Honorable Mailem, Honorable Ola, Honorable Lorima, and then Honorable Mashaudi.
Chairperson, thank you. Chair, my problem with this clause is the words there that are left in by the state. Because if you read that sentence in its entirety, ensure that all new discovered mineral deposits are explored, mined, and processed by the state. Now, if we take out by the state, it means that we then have a competitive mining sector. And we all know that the mining sector employs a lot of people. It generates a huge number of jobs. It generates massive revenues for the country. But if we say by the state, it means that the only people who can profit from or explore or mine or process, beneficiate, etc., new mineral deposits are the state. So I really have a problem with the wording there. I don't have a problem with ensuring that all new discovered mineral deposits are explored, mined, and processed. But what I do have a problem with is by the state. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, Honorable Kula.
No, thanks, Chairperson. Greetings to you and colleagues in the PC. Chair, I think I must indicate up front that, look, there's nothing wrong with this clause. Really, nothing wrong. Remember that the mineral wealth beneath the soil belongs to the people of this country, with the state as the custodian. And we can't be having entities. We can't only bring our entities to come and account when we can't be able to aid them. Because there's no reason why AE must exist if we can't be able to ensure that it flourishes. And this clause will ensure that all our entities combined begin to play a more meaningful role in the mining space. So I don't think there's anything wrong with this resolution. And there can be argument, Chairperson, in the PC. I think we must be above that, around wording necessarily. We can't be preoccupied that, no, I don't like this wording, I don't like that wording. No. This clause, and I think a majority of members in the portfolio committee agree that, no, it's quite correct. Honorable Matoko has spoken in support of it. Honorable Malinga has spoken in support of it. I'm also speaking in support of it because there's absolutely nothing wrong about this clause. It will give our entities to have a bite of share because that must be our preoccupation. We are not concerned about interest elsewhere. We are concerned as a piece that our entities, which we must hold accountable, are functioning to the best of their abilities. And this clause will ensure just that. So I'm saying, let's leave it as it is, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair. I think the committee must be aware that if we pass this clause, it's going to have consequences. It is going to further discourage investment in our mining industry. If that's the wish of the majority on this committee, then they must go ahead and do that. But they must, as I said, they must be aware of the consequences, and certainly it's not something we will support.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I must indicate that my hand was up before Honorable Lorima came twice. But as you said, you are using your cell phone. That's fine. Chairperson, we have agreed that a state-owned entity in the form of a mining company needs to be capacitated. And when you capacitate a state mining entity, you become deliberate about it. And what do you do when you are deliberate? You make sure that you pull all the resources to support that particular entity. And therefore, you must prioritize over other what it should do and be able to generate its profits and direct it to the fiscal. There's nothing wrong with that. And it's for that purpose why you must capacitate the state to make sure that the revenue in the fiscal is guaranteed. And Chair, the wording that says explored, mined, and processed by the state is correct because it doesn't have only, meaning it doesn't give the state exclusivity on the process. If it was staying by the state only, then there would be something wrong with that sentence. But in the absence of only, it becomes inclusive and not exclusive to the private sector. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chairperson. I know you are using your phone, so you might not have seen my hand. I also want to agree with my colleagues on the issue of the state capacity and, ensuring that, a state mining company is preferred. So I would say the sentence or the statement as it is correct, because Chairperson, we must be deliberate about state capacity. And as Honorable Mahlaule is saying, this is not exclusionary. It is just highlighting the issue of preference and which we should not shy away from doing so. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Zongula. You see, the problem when you are using the phone, you want to see what is written, and then the screen becomes full. When you go to the participants again, the screen is full. I'm just juggling between the two. Honorable members, I thought for me, but if we have to go to a vote of this, let's do. I thought for me, I just imagining sitting in a company that is supposed to make profit, a private company for that matter, then thinking for other companies what they would be doing. The nature of going to business, my understanding is that you want to maximize profit. In this case, the only area that would be different is what do you do with the profit. I thought what it says then, that profit, which is different now from a private company, that profit must be for the benefit of the fiscal. Do we want to go on a vote on this? Because like Honorable Madogo was saying, we have already resolved on what the state-owned company must do. In the observation was the issue that it only concentrates on coal, and we said by our own observation, it must go beyond being a coal. It must be state-owned, it must act like what it is defined to be, a state-owned mining company, which means it must go across commodities. Do we want to really go on a vote on this matter? I know it's your Honorable Zongula and Honorable Lorima, we take a vote when we finish the report. Can you allow me to do so, Honorable?
Sure, Mr. Chair, but what can I say? It's a deal breaker. If this stays in, we vote against. And whether we vote now on this clause or whether we vote for the whole report, that's what's going to happen.
Can we deal with it when we deal with the whole report? I think we agree. Is there any other matter then on the recommendations? Sorry, I need to go back and see. Going one, I know Honorable Kula's hand is a legacy one. Going one, two, three, okay, closed. Is there any mover of the report? No, sorry.
Yeah. I move for the adoption of the report with all the amendments. Thank you, Chair.
Is there any seconder?
I second, Chair.
Is there any objection?
Yep, objects.
Yeah, Chair.
No one is calling for a vote.
No, Mr. Chair, I'd like a vote, please.
Okay. Those who support the motion.
Chairperson.
One by one.
Chairperson.
Yes, Honourable.
I'm still counting on the platform, as the rules of virtual platform dictates that a whip of the party would say how the party is voting. I'm not sure how many we are of the ANC, but we all vote in favor of the adoption of the report.
May I help you? One, two, three, four. You are four. Honorable Mylem Rima.
Chairperson, two from the DA voting against.
Yes, okay. Let me go. Honorable Matogwe, you are on your own. Obvious honorable, like it's an alternate. You can you can write on the wall. Pardon?
The EMF report, it votes in support, Chair.
Okay. Honorable Ngula.
ATM also in support, Chairperson.
Okay. Honorable Jafta. In the absence of Prof.
Yeah, also in support of the report, Chairperson.
Is there someone I and Ari that I'm leaving out?
No, Chair, you are not leaving anyone out there.
Okay, the report is supported by 7-2. Can we go to the next report? Okay, see now, Honorable Matove. Can we go to the next report? Let's go on observations. These are the amendments that were made, proposed. Is there any issue on the observations? On the recommendations. Okay, is there any more of the report?
Chair, I move for the adoption of the report.
Okay, is there any seconder?
I second, Chair.
Okay, is there any objection or request for a vote? Going 1, 2, 3, Okay, the report is agreed to. Is there any other matter?
No, Chair.
Okay. Honourable members, thank you very much. The meeting stands adjourned.
Chair, before you adjourn, maybe just to report on the oversight that was supposed to take place tomorrow. The members were saying...
Chairperson, yes, Ms. Boss is actually on the point that I wanted to raise. That we just received a mail that says it's postponed. We don't know whether if public enterprise postpones, we also postpone or what. It must be clear.
Okay, Ms. Boss.
Sorry, Chair, I didn't capture that. I was answering someone from Parliament. Can you please repeat, Mr. Mahlauli?
No. He wants to know the status of the visit oversight to Quebec. Put it simple.
Okay. No, Chair, yesterday we received an email from the Secretary of Public Enterprise saying that they are requesting, ESCOM new board is requesting a postponement on the visit. We are still waiting for them, but they said they're going to write it to the committees. Hence, we sent the emails yesterday to the members on that.
Okay.
But the visit is postponed. I will wait for that correspondence. We haven't received it yet.
Okay. That's the note, honorable members. I can't see a hand. Is there a date that they are proposing or must wait for the day? Will there be a date?
Sorry, Chair, I didn't hear you clearly. You were just cutting. You are asking whether they have the date.
Okay. Is there any take, honorable members? Honorable fellow was asking that if public enterprise postpones, are we up postponing? I think that question, my view, can be answered by us. Especially
no, Chair, they say it's the board that is requested to do so. So if they have requested a postponement for public enterprise, it applies to us, I guess. So I'm answered.
Okay. Let's say, honorable members, we'll come back with you with a written correspondence, and then we'll take it from there. My only worry is that it should have a proposed date. Will come back to you with that proposed date. Is that suffice? Okay. Can I take it now that we are done with the meeting and therefore the meeting stands adjourned? Thank you very much. Meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair.